The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So Ireland's biggest pipe, which we've been waiting for now, I think for the guts of 25 years, looks like it is gradually creeping towards being a reality. This is the water supply project that is going to take water from Partine Basin on the Shannon and bring it to Dublin. And it has just gotten cabinet approval to go to planning. With me is Angela Ryan, who's Asset Strategy Manager with Ishka Éireann. Angela, this is a long time coming. This has been mooted now since the 90s, hasn't it?
Yes. So the project was first mooted in the 1990s, predominantly as a project to resolve severe issues in the east of the country. Ishka Éireann obviously took over water services in Ireland in 2014. We've reviewed that project and we see that that project has scope to be a generational project that will cover most of the eastern and Midlands region.
And the permission that Cabinet has given is for you to go for planning. I assume it is a challenging planning because it has implications for construction at Partine and then it has implications for the sort of cut and cover work all the way through to Dublin and then works at Dublin as well.
Yes, it will be a very large planning application. It will have an environmental impact assessment report, Natura impact statement. So it will be a complex planning application. But in general, the project is relatively straightforward. It's a 300 million litre water treatment plant. We have a water treatment plant that size up in the Wicklow Mountains. And it is 1.6 diameter main, so 5 foot six pipe. We have pipes that size already. So the project itself is fairly simple. There are obviously some environmental and planning consents that we have to get through, but we will prepare the documentation now that we have that approval and we will hopefully submit next year.
Will you be looking at demolitions, CPOs, or will you be able to bring it through mostly agricultural land?
So we'll mostly be agricultural land. So we'll be crossing 500 land holdings as part of the project. With that, we've been engaged with those landowners for the last number of years. We would be looking to get consent to build pipe across those landowners. So to engage with them, get them to enter into agreements with us and not have to pursue compulsory purchases.
Because, of course, from their perspective, while it sounds relatively simple, the concern will you be burying topsoil when you rebury the pipe and therefore losing good fertile ground to them?
So the way we will plan out the project is very, very carefully. We have a team of landowner liaison officers and we will work with those individual farm holdings. Generally, what we will have is during the construction phase, we'll have a 50 metre corridor that we take out of agricultural use just for the construction period. And within that, we will store the topsoil separately. We will construct the pipeline and then restore the topsoil above. So there should be no impact to the farmland. It is a water main. The farmland can be fully used again once we're out of there for full agricultural uses.
Let's go back to first principles. Why is it needed?
So it's needed for a multitude of reasons across the region. So in the east of the region, the existing water supplies are very, very vulnerable, even at present. So yesterday in the greater Dublin area, the demand for water was 630 million litres of water per day. We can only sustainably produce 617. So we had a deficit even yesterday. What we have to do during stages like that is we have to draw down on our emergency storage reserves. So it's a very, very vulnerable situation for a population of over 1.7 million people to be in. We have further issues, so our abstractions in those areas. We abstract from the River Liffey, so our abstractions are very, very large compared to the size of the river itself. So it's the 19th largest river in the country. So it's relatively small and we have a huge population that's dependent on that.
This is going to land where in Dublin when it is done?
So it'll land on the periphery of Dublin in Piemont, which is in South Dublin County Council jurisdiction.
Where is Piemont? Is that out Leopardstown or where?
It's in the area of just off the N7 towards Grange Castle. there.
And will there be a requirement for much in the way of reservoirs and treatment centres to be built there?
No, so there will be a termination point reservoir at that location, but all of the treatment is down in Tipperary. We will build the water treatment plant down there, and that means there is a spine of water services is created across the country. So the pipeline we will build across the country, we can connect on supplies that are vulnerable in the eastern and Midlands. So it isn't just a project for the east of the country, it is the east and Midlands region, and it will help us to support key towns such as Mullingar, Tullamore, small villages along the route.
What about the implications where you do the abstraction? Because presumably if you are going to remove millions of litres from the Shannon and from the Partine Basin, that has an impact on the ecology there.
Well, it's actually a very small abstraction compared to the size of the River Shannon. So we've reviewed all options along the River Shannon. Where we're proposing to abstract water is right at the end of the lower River Shannon. So the water has flowed through the entire river. The environment has gotten the benefit of that water flow, and we will abstract the water from just above the Partine Basin, which is a dam that the ESB have built. We will look to enter into an agreement with the ESB, so they will slightly reduce the amount of water they currently abstract to generate electricity, and we will instead use that water for water supply, so it should be net neutral.
Is that going to be an interesting relationship between you and the ESB if the ESB needs the water flow for power generation at Ordnacrusha and you need it for feeding Dublin?
Well, it represents a very, very small amount of generation. So the entire hydro generation in Ireland, so all of ESB's hydro stations, they represent about 2% of the entire generation across the country.
Yes, we'll but they will nonetheless probably not like it if you're saying to them, any chance you'd shut off a generator or two because we need the flow?
Well, it wouldn't be shutting off a generator. We would literally be taking 2% of that 2%. So it's a tiny, tiny amount of water. Their average water that they would use down in Ardnacrusha is 180 cumex per day. We'd be looking to take 4.
This is one of those things that, as we began with, has taken a long time to get this far. Let us imagine that it continues and you go for planning. How long before we see a shovel hit dirt?
Well, obviously, the planning consenting process can take time. The planning application will go into on board Planola next year in 2025. We anticipate the planning could take 2 to 3 years. But after that, as I was saying, it's a relatively straightforward project. We anticipate that if we got the statutory consents in place, it would take us between 4 or 5 years to build out the project. So the project itself is relatively short in duration for such a large project. It's just really getting through those planning consents.
And will there be much in the way of disruption to existing supply during construction and connection?
No, it's a greenfield site, and again, it's a new pipeline through predominantly agricultural land, so there will be no impact to the existing supplies.
Angela, thank you very much. That is Angela Ryan, who is Asset Strategy Manager with Ishka Air.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.